we fully appreciate how frustrating it is for people, and they're having unexpected delays and so on. And I believe, you know, there was a big delay yesterday getting out of Old Dunn's, etc. But at the same time, it's not improving anything by skipping nights. And first of all, people are breaking the law. Secondly, there's a risk that they're going to cause a collision there. And that's only going to delay things further. So I would just ask people to be patient and obey the lights and obey the law. The work that's going on here is very, very necessary work. It's for the overall good of the area and the town in the long term. It's only going to be for a short term. So, you know, I just ask people to be patient and go with it and obey the law. And that's the best chance of people getting away as quickly as possible.
And we know that these lights that were erected at the Old Dunn's are only the latest in a number of different lights as part of roadworks in the town. But as you have already touched on, they are necessary and it is a means to an end, effectively.
Yeah, Catherine, that's it. And, you know, in different areas of the town, we've had these complaints over the last number of months, you know, as the work moves around the town. But in my experience of it, particularly living here in Circular Road, people got used to it very, very quickly and came to terms with it very, very quickly and got on with things, you know. So if you have appointments and so on, you know, give yourself a bit of extra time. But there's absolutely no point in going out and getting yourself into trouble, either by having a collision or by getting into trouble with the Gardaí. So that's only going to lead to further frustration for motorists. So the best thing is to go with it, and, you know, people will get used to it after a short time.